AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. French President Emmanuel Macron is pushing for a de-escalation of tensions with Russia over Ukraine.
At a news conference with Ukraine's president, France's Emmanuel Macron says the Russian President Vladimir Putin had told him in their marathon talks in the Kremlin on Monday that he would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Macron adds he thinks that's important and that he'd noted these commitments had been confirmed this morning in a Russian written statement, since the second important element, he says, is that there won't be a permanent military base and no deployment of sensitive equipment in Belarus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin wants guarantees from the West that NATO will not accept Ukraine and other former Soviet nations as members and that it halt weapons deployments there. The U.S. and NATO say they are non-starters. Authorities say a 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with the homicide investigation that led police to the Minneapolis apartment where a SWAT team officer fatally shot and killed a black man, Amir Locke, while conducting a search warrant. The Justice Department says a New York couple has been charged with conspiring to launder billions in cryptocurrency stolen in a currency exchange hack. A Gothic Western leads the way with 12 Academy Award nominations.
What little lady made these?
I did, sir.
Jane Campion's Power of the Dog received nominations for its actors, including Benedict Cumberbatch and Kirsten Dunst. Dune followed closely behind with 10 nominations, spread out largely in the technical categories. The Oscars will be handed out March 27th. Nathan Chen is in line for a gold medal in Beijing. The American picked up a world record score in the men's figure skating short program.
I have no idea what came over me. Normally, I don't generally do stuff like that, but it just felt right, and wasn't really thinking, honestly. I just was really happy.
Chen has a chance for gold late tomorrow in the U.S. This is AP News. Police in Washington state say they've arrested a suspect in a deadly shooting.
One person was killed, another critically wounded, when a gunman opened fire inside a grocery store in Richland, Washington. Store video shows the suspect and the victim, who was subsequently shot dead, talking to each other before the shooting, though police say they don't know what was said or whether the two knew each other. Only the wounded victim was a store employee. Late Monday night, police arrested 39-year-old Aaron Christopher Kelly on a highway near Spokane. Spokane is more than 2 hours from Richland, the scene of the shooting. Police say he'll be charged with murder and attempted murder. I'm Rita Foley.
The co-founder of Peloton is stepping down as chief executive. The treadmill company is also cutting about 3,000 jobs. John Foley first pitched the idea of an interactive exercise bike in 2011. Peloton has been on a wild financial ride for the past 2 years during the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.